G'day, 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 everybody. Welcome to another edition here on the 13th of August. We just ran these reports on the server. Quite interesting, we are flagging a, even though if you look at these charts here that are generated as part of the quant analytics, everything looks good, but when you do a more up-to-date version, as I have here, we have Bitcoin is generating a sell signal last 24 hours. So, you know, we have a moving average cross, no candle patterns at all. Price has been climbing. Well, let's check it out. This is now Bitcoin. And this is on Kraken data using MotoWave. You can see here the big drop has been declining. It's been declining today. So it is continuing to sell off. Now, when you look at the hourly, it did rally yesterday, but Bitcoin is definitely, you can see that decline there on an hourly basis, but there are some opportunities out there, so let's check them out and verify them. So if you go through the report that I generated here, I'm not going to put you through that, I'm just going to give you the quick summary. Usually the quick summary is right here in the sell. So here, we got a sell in Bitcoin. But usually, surprisingly, Bitcoin Cash generated a buy. So let's verify that. Now, doesn't mean a whole lot. So comparatively, you see that big drop there. I wouldn't put a lot of attention on Bitcoin Cash, but if you watch my previous video here, you will know that there are other coins that are performing quite nicely. So, the RSI is good, it's down at 46. The other key factor here is the RSI for Bitcoin's down as well. So if Bitcoin does start to pick up, usually that 70 is what you gotta watch for. So we have another sell signal for Dash, Zcash, we have, I believe there's XMR as well. But here's the interesting one. My previous one, I did talk about waves. We have a buy signal there, but no candle patterns. Momentum is positive. Looks pretty good, actually, there at the RSI. So this may pull back because it's at 67 RSI. But here, if we pull it up, it's hourly now. So here you can see it is very volatile. Right here, it's starting to pull back there on the last hour. Okay, but if you look at the daily, which now is going to lag, what you're seeing here, you think that there's a rally continuing along. But when you look at the hourly, it is rallying, and we did say that there will be a buy signal here. I don't know exactly when that buy signal would have been generated, but there is definitely a rally going on with this coin. The question is this the best one so far? Another coin that gave a buy was Qtum. Let's check out that. This has not been a big performer, but every time I say this, it's going to be one of those coins that will break out in a big, big way, like Tezos, Cosmos. But here, doesn't look too good there on the hourly base. So this may take off next hour, but again, this is definitely not a top pick for me. Filecoin was on my website today, and there was a big, massive move, and I posted this last week, but these are very fleetingly all the time. This is not like a breakout. So when you look at the daily here, you had this big rally here a few days ago from 80 to 120, so it's a 50% incline. You see that big drop, and that happened September 4th last week. We kind of forecasted that, but let's look at the hourly here. If we can see that big, recently there was a big one, but no, we don't see it. Anyways, there is, I think, a potential breakout here. So we're talking Filecoin. This is the one I'm really excited to see. It's Link, Chainlink. Here we have some candle patterns. Not very recent though. Price has been climbing. So this is a big coin. So if you were to put money onto one, on what will move, this is definitely one of them. Let's check it out. So this could move. We've always had one that would kind of write it off. Let's see here. Let's hope that this loads up. Okay, there you go. So this is one day right there, had a big move, lost half, so gave back half of 2 days ago the profit. But let's look at the hourly, see what's going on here. If it's everything's, it's very flat, no sign of breaking out. 10 minute, 5 minute, you can see here this is probably what it was referring to, this rally. Yeah, so this was at 17 o'clock. This is the rally that probably took place that we missed out on, and the price there at 27 all the way up to 29, so just about 10%, you know, between 5 to 10%, pretty strong. And I've said this before, even though it's not a very strong day, there's always these certain coins that will do really well. But will this come back? I don't know. The big concern is Bitcoin having its sell-off. And even if you look at Solana, look at what's happened now. Solana's starting to tank. That's on a daily chart. So this may have has hit its run on Solana. Cardano. Let's see, Cardano. So I'm not seeing a lot of big movers. Tezos did very well. It doubled in the last few days. But yeah, Cardano's dropped, gone flat again. So who knows what will draw be driven up, but maybe Chainlink, from what I'm seeing, these moving averages can be fairly reliable. So if we're starting to see Bitcoin sell, yeah, I would definitely be a little concerned about that. Might not be today or tomorrow, but it's coming. So do expect Bitcoin to go down again. All right, we'll leave it at that. If you are interested in this, just visit us at quantlabs.info for the for the chat server, and you can learn more about my stuff, more up to date on the chat server. We'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching.